Monty Johnson in Tales of Mystery. Starring Christian Daulte and Tom Soto. Hello? Who's this? Please, tell me who it is.
Mr. Terrell, your dear friend has been held in a remote country estate located on the cliffs of Dover. Pick him up if you dare. The estate is near Birchwood. You'll find it. Goodbye, Mr. Terrell. By the way, you do not claim your property in 24 hours. Mr. Johnson will be quite dead.
How can I help you? What do you want?
Who lives here, God?
I can't answer that question.
Then may I be admitted into the estate?
I'll have to check with the owner. Will you wait 1 minute, please? What is your name?
The name is George Terrell.
All right, Mr. Terrell, I'll check with the owner.
Well, what of it? Can I get in?
You may be admitted, Mr. Terrell.
Hello, Mr. Terrell. I am Smith.
Really, you don't expect me to believe that is your name, do you?
No, Mr. Terrell. One of your intelligence. No, I do not really believe it. But it will do. Now, about Mr. Johnson.
Yes, what about him?
I'm holding him captive.
Well, I've come to claim him.
Have you now? And then I suppose you will be leaving.
I doubt it. But I fairly remember someone saying that after I had John Johnson, we could leave together. Isn't that correct?
The caller didn't say that. He said that you could claim him, not take him home with you.
Do you usually talk about a human being as a piece of property?
Usually.
Well, Mr. Smith, I do believe I should come with you if that's the way you want it. But I do want to check up on my friend and colleague. I really do, Mr. Smith. And you understand that I can, don't you?
Righto, Mr. Terrell. Just follow Mr. Jones.
I'll be seeing you, Mr. Smith.
Be seeing you, Terrell. Terrell is such a fool. He never leave here alive. I will kill both of them, Terrell and Johnson. And then, without that damn English sleuth on my back, I can continue my life of crime. The fool.
Smith! Smith! Terrell punched me! He's escaped!
You fool, Jones! You utter fool! We can't have such carelessness in our organization. Mr. Jones, now that we've got rid of him, we have to find Terrell. Marie, send Mr. Perona in here. Perona, I want you to find Terrell and eliminate him.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, God, but is Mr. Johnson in there?
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Thank you. John, are you in here?
He's in there, Terrell. But to get him, you must get by Mr. Perona.
You forget, Miss Smith, I have a gun. That beast has met his end. I'm glad that another monster has been eliminated in this cold, harsh world. Hello, Mr. Smith. I see you finally arrived. As you can see, your beast, the piranha, has been slightly disposed of. I don't actually...
Slightly, Mr. Terrell, is not the word for it. The piranha, he was the first in a long line. We were going to make an army like him.
an army. Do you understand, Mr.
So that's your secret?
Yes.
So that's your secret, Mr. Smith.
Ruined it all. All you've ruined, it, Tal. That's why I've hated you. Why I've wanted to destroy you for the rest of your life. I wanted to kill you, Terrell. Kill you.
That's why you brought me here. If you couldn't get through me, you were going to get through Johnson.
Exactly. I hate you, Terrell. And now, at last, I'm going to get my revenge.
Hey, Smith, come back here. Where are you going? The room. It's been... Shut up! Let me out, Smith! Let me out!
Revenge! You will drown! In a few minutes, the chamber will start flooding. It will become flooded completely, and you will drown, George Terrell. You will drown like a wreck in a trap! And then we'll see, George Terrell! Then we'll see who is the greater, Smith or Terrell. We'll see! Think you're Sherlock Holmes? Well, farewell, George.
Water! Water! Smith! Let me out! Smith! 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 My career, it can't come to an end here. Please, Smith. Please, Smith, no! I can't! Smith!
Goodbye, George Terrell! You have finally met your end!
The organization. I'm sorry I have to go back. Smith doesn't know. Smith doesn't know.
Don't know? Marie, you must take me for a fool. You don't think I know that you've secretly admired Mr. Terrell? Well, goodbye. Goodbye, Marie. And goodbye, Mr. Terrell. You will both meet your end in a few minutes, as Mr. Johnson will meet his. It will all come in the same way, in my house of horror.
Whoa, what did he mean, Marie? Well, Mr. Terrell, this house is a house of horrors. He rigged it up for any enemy that would come. It's... George! Marie! Why are you... Goddamn bastard! Why did you kill Marie? I warn you, Smith. I'll get through this house, and I'll destroy you. You kill. Where's Johnson?
Mr. Terrell, you must take me for a fool. You'll never find Mr. Johnson. For you will be dead within the next few minutes. Farewell.
Tales of Mystery will return after station identification. I've got to find Johnson. I'm Smith, there you are. I'm glad you appeared, you dirty goddamn rat.
Let's not use some rotten language. It seems that, Mr. Terrell, I told you it was a house of horror. It is. I think Marie was about to tell you that there are booby traps all over, which is exactly true.
But instead, with that automatic silencer, you shot her to death, you dirty goddamn rat.
Let's keep the language clean, Mr. Terrell, please. I abhor filthy language. Well, Mr. Terrell, I've set a bomb. Yes, for 5 minutes, maybe more, maybe less. I leave that to you to find out. In those few minutes, the estate will blow sky high, and you with it.
And I'll get out, Mr. Terrell. I'll get out in my car outside.
Give me the key to the jail.
The key to the jail, Mr. Terrell?
Yes, the key to the jail,
Mr.
Smith.
Oh, you mean you'd like to be with Johnson before he dies, when you want to die together?
Yes, but before I die, Mr. Smith, who are you anyway?
Me? Don't you know, Terrell?
Could I guess? Would it be number one?
Number one? Yes, that is right. You have guessed it, Mr. Terrell. I am number one. I am the one who's behind all the gang in this country.
But I suppose that was a mask you were wearing when you met me today. I suppose I should never learn who you are, Mr. One, but you're always trying to get rid of me. Someday, though, I shall find out who you are and put an end to you. Well, but I don't think you're going to make it this time.
Mr. Terrell, here are the keys. Join your friend. I'm getting sick of this conversation.
Johnson, are you all right?
Oh, yes, Terrell.
There's
yes.
A bomb. We have to get out of here in 5 minutes. Quick!
All right, Terrell. I'll try not to talk.
Mr. One, or Number One, whatever he is, gave me the keys accidentally. Even the smartest of crooks make some mistakes.
You won't get far, Mr. Terrell.
Won't I? I'll get far. Goodbye, Number One. I'll be seeing you.
Fat chance, Terrell.
You gave me the keys to your car when you gave me the keys to open the jail. Even the smartest of crooks make their mistake. You fool. You utter damn blasted fool.
No. They've escaped. I didn't think they would. They got away in my car.
I don't have a car to get away in. I'll be killed in these.
Terrell, I didn't quite understand. How did you get Smith's car started?
Do you remember when he gave me the keys to your cell? His car keys were on it.
Smith wasn't very smart, wasn't he? He wasn't smart enough to kill you, was he?
No. It's too bad that he wasn't smart enough.
Too bad?
Yes, it's too bad that they'll never learn. That they will always commit crime, for such is it with demented minds. Mr. Smith didn't learn until it was too late. They never learn, John, until it's too late. The players. George Terrell, Mandy Johnson. Number One, Tom Soder. Marie, Rhonda Terry. Mr. Jones, Christian Doherty. John Johnson, Nigel Manger. Tales of Mystery. Written by Farley Maverick. Directed by Bill Walsborough. Produced by Mandy Johnson Enterprises.
Copyright 1970 by ACD International and Mandy Johnson Enterprises. Taped at the Birmingham Studios in London, England. Tales of Mystery, an ACD International program.